Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, 3 days after her birthday. You know, there are times in life when you're pursuing your purpose. You don't know which way to go or what to do. This is especially true when the enemy attacks in an effort to break your focus and derail your plans. In 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1, 2, and 3, we see where not one, but three kings were aligning themselves against Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah.
In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3 in the Living Bible, it says, Jehoshaphat was badly shaken by this news and determined to beg for help from the Lord. So he announced that all the people of Judah should go without food for a time in penitence and intercession before God.
In verse 3, the scripture says that Jehoshaphat feared. But then he did something very wise. He sought help from the Lord.
Amen.
Jehoshaphat didn't complain. He sought the Lord. He didn't contact his generals or the chief of staff. The first thing he did was to seek the Lord. Question rhetorical for each of us. What's the first thing we do when the enemy attacks? Verse 12 gives us a real key when facing a tough situation or we're in a tight spot.
In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, in the Classic Amplified, it says, O our God, will you not exercise judgment upon them? For we have no might to stand against this great company that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Our eyes are upon you. You know, honey, that's the best place for our focus to be.
Yes, it is.
Now get ready for verses 14 and 15, because here was Jehoshaphat's answer after he prayed for God's help.
In verses 14 and 15, it says, Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto thee, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what the Lord said? Do not be afraid. The battle is the Lord's. In every single area of our lives, in everything we're facing, we need to always remember the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's.
In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17, this is what happens. It says, Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you.
We position ourselves for victory over our enemies by getting out in front of our battles. King Jehoshaphat positioned the children of Israel for victory by seeking God and sending the praisers out before the battle. The scripture says, when we've done all we can to stand. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for stand in 2 Chronicles 17:20 is H-5975, H-5975. And it's defined as to stand, remain, endure, take one stand, make a stand, hold one's ground. The Roman soldiers, who were the frontline troops, had a metal spike about 6 inches long fastened to the bottom of their boots. The soldiers would put that spike deep into the ground, making them almost immovable in defeat or death. When the Bible tells us to stand, it's important to understand the word stand is not some passive term, but rather an instruction to hold your ground while aggressively anticipating your victory. Praise God for what he's already done in your life. When we enter into his presence with praise and thanksgiving, the host of heaven is unleashed to battle on our behalf.
Hallelujah.
Our enemies will be confused and flee in the very fear they sought to bring upon us.
In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18, it continues, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And in verse 19, it says, stood up to praise the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high.
You know, we believe every word is strategically placed in Scripture for our use and benefit. When the Scripture says the children of Israel rose early in the morning, I believe that's a message for each of us. We're in the midst of a battle, and ours may not be a physical battle. We should really rise up early in the morning and present our situation before the Lord. As we believe, rely on, and trust in the Lord, victory shall be ours.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:20, one of our favorites. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. The New Living Translation of 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. And in the Message Bible, it says it this way, believe in your prophets and you'll come out on top. The prize for every battle fought and won by the king and his men were the spoils of war. And 1 Chronicles 26, skipping to chapter 26, verse 27. 1 Chronicles 26, verse 27 in the New King James Version, it says, out of the spoils won in battles, they did dedicate the main to maintain the house of the Lord. One of our favorite passages is how God directed and delivered not only a great victory to Jehoshaphat, but the spoils of war as well. Because going back to 2 Chronicles 20, in verse 25 in the New Living Translation, it says, King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all.
You know, as we reflected on this story, we believe we were shown 7 keys of what to do when you don't know what to do. And they're all found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 17 and 20. Let's listen to those verses again.
In 2 Chronicles 20, starting in verse 17, it says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand still, and see the deliverance of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And in verse 20, 2 Chronicles 20:20 gives you 20:20 vision.
That's it.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Hallelujah. Now from those two verses, here are 7 things to do when you don't know what to do. Number 1, recognize you're never alone. That verse says you shall not need to fight in this battle. See, our key to victory in life is not our knowledge and skill at martial arts or even our mental prowess over others. Our key is to remember and recall that God is fighting our battles for us. Exodus 23:22.
Great scripture.
But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice, I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. And Romans 8:31.
Hallelujah, one of my favorites.
It is that. 8:31 in the Classic Amplified. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? You could even personalize that.
Yes, you could.
If God is for Joy, who can be against her? Who can be her foe if God is on her side?
Hallelujah. Number two, position yourself for victory with a praise on your lips. When we face adversaries, we need to get out in front of that battle by praising God for what he's already done and is doing in our lives. In Psalm 35:28, Classic Amplified, it says, "And my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long."
Hallelujah. Number three, stand your ground. Ephesians 6:13, Classic Amplified. "Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, having done all the crisis demands, stand firmly in your place."
Number four, focus on your answer, your deliverance. Don't dwell on the dilemma or the problem. Instead, put all your focus on the solution. Psalm 34, verse 19, New Century Version. "People who do what is right may have many problems, but the Lord will solve them all."
Hallelujah. That's a powerful scripture.
It is.
Number five, no fear, no anxiety, no worry, just confident trust in him. Isaiah 41, 9 and 10 in the Message Bible. "Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you."
Number six, prepare to follow God's instructions. Deuteronomy 5:32 in the Message Bible says, "So be very careful to act exactly as God commands you. Don't veer off to the right or the left. Walk straight down the road God commands so that you'll have a good life and live a long life in the land that you're about to possess."
Number seven, believe you're a man or woman of God. 1 Timothy 6:11, Classic Amplified. "But as for you, O man of God, flee from all these things. Aim at and pursue righteousness, right standing with God, and true goodness, godliness, which is the loving fear of God, and being Christ-like, faith, love, steadfastness, patience, and gentleness of heart." Job 36:11. "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure."
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We strongly recommend that, I don't know how, if you were able to get all these 7 points in the scriptures down, but we strongly recommend, if you didn't, that you listen to the playback on this and get not only these 7 points, but the scriptures, and get them inside of you.
If you need it, there is ammunition for you.
It gives you the answers of what to do when you don't know what to do.
There you go. And tonight,
hallelujah,
boy, Sunday Night Live, and you've got a good one the Lord stirred in you.
Yeah, it did. 9 monsters that we need to expose and eliminate.
All right. Is there a monster under your bed? Well, we're going to give you
or
the
in the closet.
Okay, works for that.
That's true. 6 p.m. Eastern, go to heraldhearing.com, click the button that says Join Harold and Beth. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to the website at the top where it says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.